Oh, well, hello. Grab a big cup of tea and join me for this Crushing Codependency Live, where I'm answering your questions, starting with, why can't I just let people figure out their own shit? That is the first question that I'll be answering. But first, I want to say hello. Come on in, say hi, tell me where you're coming in from, because you know I am nosy like that. If you have any questions, put a couple of question marks in front of them and we will grab them. But I have a lot, I literally, and I'm not exaggerating, have 85 questions about codependency. So if you sent me in a question, then know that I will be getting to, not 85 of them, but I will cover what I can. Come on in. So where are you people coming from? Hi, Nashville. What's up, self-care boss? Hey, I'm a boss too. Virginia Beach, how you doing, Jesse Lynn? Welcome. Hey, Chicago, Chi-Town. Well, thank you. Someone said I look beautiful. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. Northern Cal is in the house. Australia. Hi, Chantal. Victoria, Australia. Welcome. Chicago. Castleton, New York. What's up, Castleton on the Hudson? Sunny Sydney, NYC. Hello. Toronto, Baltimore. Come on in, you guys. So excited that you're here. This is so fun. I want to go live every single day. Colorado Springs, Joanne from NYC, love your content. Terry, well, I love that you're here, Joanne. Hello from Calgary, all the people. Oh, anyway, it's Ramadan. You're fasting. Well, I don't know, do you say happy Ramadan? I don't know if that is accurate, but it's a whole month? Wow, right on. Here we go. You need some internal boundaries for that. Hello from Kuwait. You guys might be able to hear my loud ass geese because there is no way to control them. So they will just say what they want when they want because they're boundary bullies, my geese. Anyway, Oklahoma, Austin, hello, Danielle. Saudi Arabia, hello. London, UK is here. All right. Oh, Tanny says she's already in Crushing Codependency. Woohoo! Well, if you want to join Tanny, go to terrycole.com/CC. We start this week. Hi from Greece. Yasu Tikanis is what I want to say. Greece is literally my favorite country. Hello, Barcelona. Although, I must admit, I love Barcelona as well. I love Spain. All right, the whole month. Wow. You have a lot of willpower. All right. Tamara said, I just finished your book. It was life-changing. Oh, thank you. Aw, come on in. All right, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Woo! Continue as you're coming in. We got Berkeley in the house. Tell me where you're coming in from. If you have others in your life, people who follow you, friends, who you think could use a live on Crushing Codependency, starting with the question, why can't I just let people figure out their own shit? That's the first question that I'm taking. Then please feel free to share this live with your people. The more the merrier is what I say. The more the merrier. Because you know, when you think about it, the healthier you are, the healthier your relationships are, the happier your relationships are, you know? So it isn't like we're saying, oh, those people need it. Everybody friggin' needs it, according to me. Hello, Mary from Marin County. Gorgeous up there. Come on in. All right, let's start with this person asks me the question, and how many of you, just put your little hand up, if this, you identify with this at all, why can't I just let people figure their own shit out? Anyone feel compelled to figure other people's shit out? Anybody? If so, feel free to put your hand up. I myself am a recovering codependent, but wow, it's still very tempting to want to help all the people figure out all the shit, you know? I want to get clear, though, on this question. I chose it first because I liked the way it was phrased, and I kind of thought it was a little bit funny. People are like, all the time, some people said, nope, good for you. Did you already take Crushing Codependency is what I want to know. Yes, people are like, yes, that's me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I see you guys. I am you guys. Right? I just happen to be in recovery, so I understand. We got lots of hands going up. I feel you. This question, though, why can't I just let people figure their own shit out? It's a really good question, but it's the wrong question. Because it's not about quote unquote, letting people figure out their own shit. It's really learning how to be supportive in a healthy way, right? It's accepting and understanding that you don't have the answers for someone else. And when I learned that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. It was such a relief to be like, wait, I don't have to do that? Unbelievable. And you don't have to do that. But it's not that you don't have to. It's that you actually can't. Because you literally do not know what someone else should do. Even if you feel like they are like fucking up their life, like you feel like they're making like a massive mistake. But it's their life. And it's their mistake to make. And I've said this before, you guys. So if you have been around the block, then you know I talk a lot about my mother, Jannie Cole, because she's very wise for a country mouse. And she used to have this thing on her refrigerator that said, I promise not to take credit for your accomplishments if you promise not to blame me for your failures. And that's basically would be the motto for someone who is not codependent, right? Because my accomplishments are my own. My failures are my own. And without those failures, I would not be who I am and where I am. Without me falling on my face, myself, not listening to other people's advice. And then again, not listening to other people's advice and then having my career blow up in an amazing way. So it isn't ours to fix. And so I feel like when, from a codependent point of view, if you identify as being codependent, I never knew I had a choice. I was so quick to jump into action of saving, fixing, helping, healing, all the things that I wanted to do for all the people that I didn't realize that's not the highest and best. That's not the most loving thing that I could do for the people in my life. The most loving thing is to have faith that they're going to work out their own shit and you're going to work out your own shit because that's how it works. And we say, how can I best support you right now? Is there any way that I can be supportive? And sometimes I have people say, tell me what to do. Literally, maybe because I do this and I write, but whatever, you know. And I still will say, what does it matter what I think that you should do? What do you think you should do? And eventually, maybe I'll say, okay, well, I was in a similar experience and this is what I did. But it is definitely not the first, second, or third thing that I say when someone is coming to me for that. Because I've been burned so many times in my heyday of being fully codependent in my 20s, where I would give people advice, they would take the advice, and it would become a disaster. And then guess who they blamed? Me. It was now they were like, yeah, well, I did that thing that you said and then I got fired. Great. And you're like, oh my God, like who are we to think that? But with codependency, listen, this is unconscious, right? This is an unconscious experience. And so part of this process and part of what we're doing in the course is bringing this material that I like to say is in the basement of your mind, which is right here, down here, your unconscious, your subconscious. And we're bringing it up into the main part of the house, which is your conscious mind. Then you can go, huh, I can have a mindful choice about how to support my friend. I cannot take it on. But that takes time to understand why you are codependent, if you are. We can't just, at least I couldn't, just decide, well, I'm not going to do that anymore because it was such a reaction. I was very activated or triggered by the other person's distress. So there was no time in between them needing help and me diving in to want to fix, help, heal all the things. So this process of understanding that this is it's a dysfunctional way of relating to the people in our life, start there. Creates a lot of resentment. So it's not just resentment on your part because you overfunction, overgive, overdo, and then you feel like people take advantage of you. Other people feel resentful too because we're always centering their problem on us, right? We're always like, I have the answer, and you don't. And so that is something that, you know, a lot of times we talk about the resentment that the person who is overfunctioning and overgiving experiences. But I gotta say, the underfunctioner also has resentment for all of the overfunctioning and overgiving and bossing around that the codependent may be doing. So it's just important for you guys to shift your mindset on what it is, not to mention, realize this is not a choice. Until you learn a different way to do it, you are just compulsively acting, just like I was, just like Mark was. I mean, part of why Mark and I got together to create Crushing Codependency is because we're both recovering codependents. And someone said, but people come to me for advice. Of course they do. And you don't think they come to me for advice all the friggin' time, all day long? Of course they do. But what you can do instead is learn to ask expansive questions, right? If they say, what is your advice? Say, okay, before we do that, I want to know what you think, because what you think is the most important thing. What does your gut say? If you did know the answer, what would it be? What is your feeling? Have you seen this before? Like, say more about that. Can you say more about that? Why are you afraid? Rather than jumping in to the action. So what I'm saying is, if people come to you for advice, I'm not saying we can never give advice, you guys. Understand that. But it should certainly not be the first thing that you do when someone says, oh my God, I'm in so much pain about this situation. If you are like, yes, I'm Googling right now, I'm calling my friend who has a therapy company, like, what you're doing is trying to fix the person. And what I want you to think about with codependency is, when we are behaving codependently and interacting this way, we are managing the people in our life. So let that sink. We are managing the people in our life. Do you like it when someone is managing you or attempting to? I fucking hate it. I hate being managed. I feel it immediately and I'm like, whatever you're doing, please stop, because it's so annoying and I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, just stop whatever that is. But do you guys understand what I mean when I say managing? Right? We are walking on eggshells. We are feeling the temperature of every friggin' person in every friggin' room. Dude, how can we possibly create the life that we want if we are doing that? Viola said, I was just listening to your audiobook. Oh my God, I love it so far. Aw, thanks, Viola. Thank you. I love that you love it. Travel said, I hate managing too. Oh my God. It's just exhausting. And it does create resentment. A lot of people are saying, yes, it's exhausting and I hate it. I don't blame you, me too. But here's the thing. You don't have to do it, right? And in order to not do it, you have to learn what to do instead. And before you can learn what to do instead, you have to understand your own unique codependency blueprint, right? How you are is, like, why you're codependent is different than why I was codependent and why I still, it's a discipline, trust me. I want to tell all the people all the time still, you know, what to do. And someone said, I've stopped a lot of the behaviors that have benefited others codependently and I've lost a lot of relationships. Right, it's time to build different relationships. Right, it's time to build that. And yeah, that may happen. It may. And that's what happens when we change and when we transform. But what's on the other side of that is so much more rich and intimate and deep. And yes, it's hard when you're in the in-between, which is what you're describing, which we talk about in the course. It's hard. It is. There's no doubt. But you deserve mutuality in your life. You deserve to be actually known, seen, heard, which when we are behaving codependently, especially if we're the overfunctioner and overgiver, we're not seen, heard, and known because we barely friggin' know ourselves. Right? But I could have told you in my 20s the preferences of every person in my life, what they ate, what they didn't, where they vacationed, everything. And could any of them, I mean literally any of them, did they know those things about me? I'm going to say no. That's correct. Kai said, this is brave stuff. You are correct. But you guys are brave. And the life that you want, right? All right. Bernie said, all right, let me sign up. Please do. TerryCole.com/CC. Don't you want to hang out with me for the next 6 weeks? And if you don't know Mark, he's also amazing. And we love doing this. This is only the second time we've ever done it live. And we may not do, I don't know if our schedules are going to allow us to. I would love you guys to join us. We're so pumped about it. We've been talking about it. And we're going live again tomorrow. I think it's at, I'll look at the time. Tracy's on here. She could probably tell us, but hold on. Tomorrow, Mark and I together are going live at, what's that? Here we go. It is at 12 noon Eastern. So just put that in your little thought. People who've joined, thank you. Can't wait to get started. Well, I can't. You can start for as little as $69 American. Someone's asking. So that's a 6-month payment plan, I believe. I think the total amount is $349, I believe. But we did a long payment plan for those who need it. But all of that info is also on the landing page. A lot of you are asking. I'm answering. But if you go to terrycole.com/CC, you will get all of the information and your different pay options that you have. But this is, I mean, listen, you guys, I have two major courses. This is my third major course because I poured myself and 25 years of being a psychotherapist and a zillion years of being a recovering codependent myself into this course because so many of you were in pain. Part of how this all happened, I always ask you guys, what do you need? What do you want? What would be most helpful? How can I best support you, right? Because you're it for me. Who am I doing this for? You. And so many of you were like, why don't you have a course on curing codependency? And I was like, well, I don't think we can call it curing codependency because that would mean you're never going to feel like you want to make a codependent move again, which is not possible. But crushing it, meaning it's not running you. You are running it. Oh, thank you. Aga said, your courses are life-changing. Thank you, my dear. So nice of you. All right, more questions though. So let's do it. And I'll continue talking about the course because the whole point, I'm doing these lives. I'm hoping that you, something gets triggered where you go, this is amazing. I want to learn. I like this style. Yes, let me sign up. Do you discuss in the course how to get to know yourself and connecting with yourself? Absolutely. Because that is so much of the problem, Bernie, is that as active codependents, we don't know ourselves. We don't take good care of ourselves. We're so busy being outwardly focused on taking care of all the other people. Some people are in the real, not that they're all, listen, these are all codependent tendencies that we're talking about, right? Where for me, it wasn't just my romantic relationships or with my family or with my mother. It was with my friends. It was with everyone though that I was expending all of this energy out. And I really didn't know myself until I had a lot of years of therapy because I was so compulsively trying to fulfill the needs of others that what did it matter what my needs were and what I wanted until, you know, I did that for too long and then I became really bitter and then I had to deal with it in therapy, which I did. And then I understood. But it took a long time to understand. So what we've put in this course, what I, you know, the content in this course is all the stuff that actually works. Can you imagine how many things I've done and tried in 25 years of being a psychotherapist and then being in therapy for 30 years myself? How many things I've tried that have been like, eh, I don't love that. That doesn't work great. Obviously, none of that shit is in the course. Just the best of the best that will create the most sustainable change. Because really, we can all change and we can change back, right? I'm a vegan. Oops, I ate a burger. I'm not a vegan. This is different. We're talking about foundational change. and how you relate to yourself. That is the foundation of this course, because your level of self-regard, your level of self-love, your level of self-care, that sets the bar for every other relationship in your life. So it all starts inward. We're not looking outward to be like, well, if my boss would just change, and if my partner would just change, or if my girlfriend or my boyfriend would just change. It's all about what is happening for me, and having compassion for yourself. Because, hey, you guys, we are this way for really good reasons. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. This is just disordered behavior. It's just behavior, and it can be changed. Someone said, what is the sign-up link? It's terrycole.com/CC. Okay, what are the early red flags that you're starting to become codependent in a new relationship? That is a great question. Let's see, early red flags. If you are doing a lot of the work already, if you are doing a lot of the planning, if you are making sure that in your house you have all the food that the other person likes, if you are like making the reservations, if you focus almost exclusively on the other person. How was your day? What's going on at work? Tell me about that big deal. Because you know, when you're codependent, you kind of become like a professional interviewer. Do you know what I mean? Where we have all the tricks of the trade to get others to talk about themselves. Because again, for me, I just wanted to be irreplaceable. I just thought, if I do all of this, if I fulfill all of these needs of this other person, they're never leaving me. How are they going to leave me? They need me. I do everything, you know? So those are the things that I would look at. And how good of a fit is it with the other person? Are they perfectly happy to have you be doing more of the heavy lifting and keeping it going and talking about themselves? Or are they happy? Do they feel, or are they trying to push back? Because that would tell you also whether they're sort of going to be the under-functioner in this dynamic. And if you are a hardcore, like I was, codependent, I could not accept someone else doing for me. Until my husband, and I was in my early 30s at that point. I mean, I didn't even want to get married at all. I was like, forget it. Who needs it? I'll have lots of careers. I'll have lovers. Life will be great. I don't need it, right? Because I just couldn't figure out how to do it and not be lost in a relationship. And I remember in the beginning of my relationship with my husband, he was such a grown-up. He was so capable. He was so, I'm going to come drive to New York City and pick you up and then drive you back to New Jersey. And I'd be like, well, that doesn't even make sense. I could just take the train. And finally, my mother was like, Terry, this guy wants to do things for you. Let him. Are you the only person who's allowed to do nice things in a relationship? Why are you denying him the pleasure? And I was like, oh my God, I'm such a control freak. Holy crap. Like, how about just say thank you? How about just say yes? I'm exhausted. Do I feel like getting on New Jersey Transit? I don't, at 9 o'clock at night. Is it nice? Yes. Should I let someone do something for me? Yes. And when I realized that there were people out there capable, and I had done a lot of work on my codependency at this point, you guys, you can imagine, I could not believe how relieving it was to have mutuality in a relationship. I don't think I'd ever had it before, where someone is like, oh, I made you a snack and put it in your bag. You know, my husband is like he's like an ultimate caregiver. You know, more than I am, I would say, believe it or not. Like, I was like, wow, if I find someone who actually is more of a caregiver than me, that's crazy. But it's amazing, and it's a fit, and it feels totally different than feeling like it's all on you. And I know from what so many of you guys have said that this is what it can feel like. All right, Junette says, can I heal codependency while in a relationship? That is actually, Junette, that was what I was going to pick as the next one. Someone said, if you're already in a relationship that has codependent behaviors, can you heal while you're in it? Yes. Here's the thing. Before we involve anybody else, before we say, hey, to our partner, whoever you're in a relationship with, anything about anything, you do the work first. Right. We need to look in. We need to understand our own 50% of that relationship dance before we can bring in the other person. I'm trying to heal my relationship and it's a shit show. Listen, I feel you. Santa, I feel you. And that's okay. Look, my life. Yes, I feel that too. Here's the thing. You have to heal yourself. And then everything falls into place in a different way. And then you can see, is your person flexible enough to be in a healthy relationship? Because you know what? We don't know. We don't know that yet. So it's all about us understanding, wow, this is how I'm keeping this shit show going. And now I'm learning, oh, these are things that I can do to not keep it going, to not do 50% of that codependent dance. Make sense? But that was a great question. Thank you. I mean, I would keep relationships going because I was always the one doing all the things with people who I didn't even like. Like, it would be a friendship of obligation. And I still would do the heavy lifting and resent the crap out of it and not even want to be friends with that person. I mean, you know, when you really look at it, I remember talking about this in therapy and being like, am I nuts? Like, what is wrong with me? And my therapist was like, listen, you're a codependent and you're not nuts. You just feel overly responsible for everything in your life. You know, and slowly but surely, we will figure it out. Can codependency lead to getting attached way too early on? It can. And especially if you have attachment stuff, which we also talk about in the course, terrycole.com/CC for crushing codependency. Yes, because listen, that's a boundary issue. We know that, right? If there's like instant intimacy, sort of. But a lot of times it really is a codependency issue too, because we're already ingratiating ourselves with someone. And if it's a perfect fit, meaning like a hand in glove, where you're doing all the things and the other person is like, yay for you to be doing all the things, then you know. Now, it feels like a match made in heaven, but it's not going to feel like that. It's going to be painful. All right, another one. Does my partner need to take the course too? No. Definitely not. I mean, they could if they were open to, because it's, and everyone is welcome, but most of the time it's one person who does it, because you want the privacy of going in. You want the privacy of doing this work, all these integration exercises. You know, the course is 6 weeks and we've got modules, we've got meditations, and we've got everything so that you can learn the way that you learn best. And I don't necessarily think your partner, unless they want to, like if your partner is like, I'm into it, I want to do it, then great. And I'd see no reason why not to. But I feel like we have to keep our eyes on our own paper when it comes to recovering from codependency, because it's so easy for us as codependents to want to keep our eyes on the other people's paper. We want to make sure they're doing the exercises. We want to make sure that they understand what's going on. Like, you know, when you're a codependent, how something good happens in your life and you can't even keep it for yourself for like 2 seconds. You learn something and you're already on the phone with people being like, oh my God, you have to go to this website. It's unbelievable. Like, I remember my therapist years ago saying to me, listen, stop sharing what's happening in therapy with like your 10 closest friends, please. All of this making it go out is taking away the urgency and like the feelings that we need to change. I didn't realize that. It was like I was diluting the therapeutic process, but it's such a codependent thing to do. I can't heal if all of my sisters, my mother, and everyone else in the world isn't healing too. Who am I to heal? I am someone who can heal, and that I had the right to do it, but I didn't feel like I did. Also, there are influencers out there trying to talk language and have no clue, and they're in codependent relationships. You talk and walk the talk. Thank you, Sophie. I try to, and I really try not to bash I try not to, but I will just say, Sophie, I agree with you. There's a lot of bad intel out there. And what we really need is actionable data. All of this theoretical stuff doesn't help if there is not also actionable strategies. If you don't understand why you are relating this way, and then you don't have, okay, step one. Literally, what is step one? All the theory in the world doesn't do crap to change anything, which we all know. But it's so common where people, that's why we have all kinds of scripts. You need words if you're going to change how you're interacting. And we don't do that until the end of the course. Why? Because I could give you all the right and perfect words right now. But if you do not fix what's inside, if you do not understand why you're relating the way that you do, those words will not help you because you will not be able to sustain saying them. They won't come out and resonate in an understood way because they're just words if you aren't transforming yourself inside, forgiving yourself, having compassion for yourself, right? This is what it's all about, is understanding where are we, right, in this process. So those of you who are interested, if this is helpful, if you like this style, go to terrycole.com/CC for Crushing Codependency. We start on Wednesday. I also wanted to make sure that you join us live. We're going to be on Mark's Instagram. So that's at Create the Love Instagram tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time. And I would love, love, love to see all of you there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You deserve to have the relationships you want, people, but you got to do something to get them. Mwah. Kissing you, and I will see you guys tomorrow.